In this bulletin, the Liberal Party flags changes to pre-selection policies, Aya Massawi's body to be released to a family, and Roger Federer knocked out of the Australian Open. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is flagging an overhaul of party pre-selection rules to boost the number of Liberal women in Parliament. It comes following Minister for Women Kelly O'Dwyer's shock retirement from politics. Ms O'Dwyer, who won't contest the upcoming election, is one of just 12 female MPs among the 60 Liberals in the House of Representatives. One name which had been raised to replace Ms O'Dwyer in the Victorian seat of Higgins was Senator Jane Hume, who has since ruled out moving to the lower house. Senator Hume says she'll support whoever wins the pre-selection for Higgins, male or female. Health Minister Greg Hunt denies the party lacks talented female politicians.
We are always looking to bring in high-quality women, and I think the challenge has been in the past people may not have looked where the talent is, but let me say the talent is there.
The body of murdered international student Aya Massawi is expected to be released to a family today. The Victorian coroner is due to release the 21-year-old's body to a funeral director this afternoon. Cody Herman will also appear in court today, accused of Ms Massawi's rape and murder. It came after about 1,000 people gathered outside a mosque in Israel on Saturday, calling for the return of the student's body. A 45-year-old man has been charged with attempted murder after allegedly throwing a woman from a first-floor balcony in Sydney. Police were called to a unit block in Redfern on Sunday night and found the woman aged in her 30s. She was taken to hospital in a stable condition with fractures. A man has drowned while swimming near Brighton Beach in Melbourne South. He was spotted floating face down in the water this morning. Emergency services were called, but he could not be revived. A fifth person has been charged over the alleged theft of more than $1 million worth of baby formula across Sydney. The arrests came over the weekend when a 31-year-old man was detained at Sydney Airport after he arrived on a flight from China. Investigators searched two Sydney homes in August, seizing 4,000 tins of baby formula, large quantities of vitamins and Manuka honey, all of which were allegedly stolen. They also seized more than $215,000 in cash, allegedly the proceeds of crime. A 48-year-old woman and a 35-year-old man were charged at that time and remain before the courts. An inner Melbourne council wants to be the first in Victoria to run a pill testing trial. The Port Phillip Council, which includes the popular St Kilda Entertainment District, is calling on the state government to help fund testing facilities at consenting clubs, festivals and parties in the area to try and reduce harm associated with illicit drugs. A string of suspected overdose deaths have occurred at music festivals around the country this summer. City of Port Phillip Councillor Oggy Simich is urging Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews to reach out to the council.
We are very keen to work with the state government and health professionals for a safe trial of pill testing to take place. Pill testing is not all of the answer, but it could go some way towards helping us resolve some of the issues we're facing currently.
To tennis, and Roger Federer has been knocked out of the Australian Open by Greece's Stefanos Tsitsipas. Tsitsipas came from one set down to beat the defending champion 6-7, 7-6, 7-5, 7-6. Tsitsipas has become Greece's first ever Grand Slam quarterfinalist. The 20-year-old told the Nine Network Federer had been an idol of his since childhood.
I've been idolising him since the age of six. It was a dream come true for me just being on Rod Laver, facing him. And winning at the end, I cannot describe it, you know.
Meanwhile, Rafael Nadal is through to the quarterfinals after beating Thomas Berdych in straight sets. Let's check out the weather for the rest of today. It's sunny in Perth, 32 degrees, mostly sunny in Adelaide and 36, becoming sunny in Melbourne, 27. Fine weather for Hobart, 29, partly cloudy in Canberra, 33. A shower or two in Wollongong, 25, much the same for Sydney and 26. A few showers with a possible storm in Newcastle and 25. In Brisbane, it's partly cloudy and 32. In Cairns, a shower or two, 31 degrees. And in Darwin, showers with a possible storm, a top of 33 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with SBS News.